Tuesday. Why are you eating that? Nothing good happens on Tuesday. Like, so if let's say you're meeting a girlfriend out for dinner and you have a glass of wine. It's Tuesday. You can have cheesecake. It's Tuesday, for God's sake.
Right.
Cheesecake. So it's a matter of making choices. And on a given day, you might be more in the mood for wine than cake and vice versa the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like if you go shopping and you pick a pair of jeans. You don't have to buy three $200 pair of jeans. Maybe
yes.
You should buy one. Or don't buy the same boots in three colors.
Okay.
So it's just about not being overindulgent, but not restricted.
Yeah, I think that's a good way of looking at it. Because one thing that we don't like is obviously gluttony. And that feeling of being just, I know when I eat the wrong foods, I feel it. And I think a lot of people do. And it's just hard to figure out, well, what is good for me and what are the good things? But there isn't something enjoyable out there. Like I start doing this, tell me if I'm right from the dietitian mm-hmm. standpoint, Danielle, but I start buying plain yogurt, like a giant vat of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like the taste, but it's acquired because there's no sugar, it's low calorie. And I take frozen raspberries mm-hmm. that I get. Put them in the microwave for like 30 seconds, defrost them, put them in, and it's my dessert now.
Yes.
It's my favorite snack. That's what I look forward to. And I sometimes, I'll get a little crazy, and I'll even like
put the yogurt
in the freezer, and it's like feels like I'm having frozen yogurt.
Absolutely. And what you did was you took a healthy food and made it fit into your lifestyle. See,
right.
That's the key, is into your lifestyle.
Okay.
If somebody doesn't like yogurt, I would never make them eat yogurt because they don't have to eat yogurt to lose weight. But if you said to me, hey, I made this concoction, it's yummy, I say, go for it. And then I would still say to you, how big is your portion?
Okay, that's a problem.
Because healthy or not, you still
not have
to
container.
Watch the portion.
It's yes. Just, and I have to be careful also with, like you said, it's calorie counting. You do have to pay attention to that. See, I always used to just look at fat and I'm just like, that's a lot of fat and that's a lot of sodium.
And the whole thing about the fat was big in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the surge of a lot of fat-free products came in. But if you look at charts, you'll see when fat-free products became popular, weight gain in the United States went up as well.
Yeah, right. It's like the Oreo cookies that I buy that reduce fat. And I'm like, I could have the whole sleeve.
Yes. Well,
that's, and Daniel's very much a proponent of eating something that's yummy that you enjoy. And guess what? That usually comes with the fat. So she encourages, and actually it very much helps me, have the salad dressing you want.
Mm-hmm.
You just measure it. And then you get the taste. I mean, for me, the battle is not being hungry. The battle is beating my craving. And my craving is satisfied mm-hmm. if I have that 1 ounce of cheese for 100 calories because I love cheese,
right,
you know?
Right.
And so it helps you kind of beat the toughness of it.
Well, and back to the cookies, regular Oreos are 50 calories each.
Okay.
A Snackwell cookie is 50 calories each, but we're more inclined to eat 10 Snackwells because they're fat-free. But oh, goodness no, I can only have 2 Oreos.
Right.
So at the end of the day, you ate less with the Oreos, so you weighed less.
See that, yeah. I mean, it's basic arithmetic, but it's hard to kind of get in that mindset. Also, I think the mistake is, too, like, if I'm going to have a bag of potato chips, I open up the bag and I start eating from the bag.
Oh, good God, no.
All right, fine. I can't win here. It's like
an urban skinny girl's hand never goes in the container. There should be, like, a mouse trap in there.
I know.
It's going to get bit off.
Oh, this isn't good. You would not like my kitchen.
But let's say this. You want your kettle chips, and let's say I would normally tell somebody, buy a small bag.
Okay.
Things don't come in small bags.
Yes.
So I'm going to say, I'll be the first one to say, eat those kettle chips. Just put them in, put them on a plate, enjoy them. Now,
okay.
I don't, if you go back 4 times, at least you made the effort and you went back 4 times. You own those 4 servings. You didn't mindlessly eat the 4 servings.
So, oh, really? You would allow that? See, I think that's exercise.
No.
Oh.
I wouldn't allow it, but let's say you did it.
Yes.
I'd say,
you did it consciously.
You really wanted those chips. And then you're like, yeah, then I decided,